Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Good Sunday to you, my friend.
Happy Sunday, Cast. How is she?
I am good. I feel like I need to speak in old English.
I was feeling the same, but then I was like, I don't know any old English, so I felt exactly the same. Like, hey, ye old matey. That doesn't feel very soulful, so maybe we should just let that one slide.
All right. You're okay.
Happy soulful Sunday, Kirst.
Happy, no, good soulful Sunday, Amy.
Yeah, the most schmuzzled intro to a podcast ever. And Jared, we're just going to leave it in and just go for it.
Yeah, of course. We make people laugh.
I don't know that we do.
No, we do. Have you not seen the messages we've been getting?
Oh, dear. They might have had enough by this point.
No, they're still tuning in. They still want us to make them laugh every day.
Yes, so well, today hopefully we can come to you with more than laughs. We want to come to you with some recommendations of books to read.
Oh,
is and that books what that we're doing? Reading. Well, aren't we?
Well, no, I don't know.
Yes,
we're making it up now as we go along.
Great. Yes. The topic for today is books and reading. I had just assumed that it would be like, what are you reading? What do you recommend? Yes. Why is reading good?
Yes. No.
Reading.
Yeah, I just wasn't sure if we were going to actually be recommending anything.
Of course we are.
We talk about why reading is good for your soul.
Okay, well, why is it?
I love reading fiction. I had to think about which way around that way.
I always have to think that too.
Well, I know.
Which one's
it's
the
like
non-fiction
left and right
one? Yeah, it's too hard
for me. So I love reading fiction, and so I think reading is good for your soul because you get to escape into whatever world you would like to. And then if you're reading nonfiction, it can help you connect to yourself or connect to the world around you. Or, yeah, I think reading just opens up a world of possibilities. It's a whole new world. Guess what I was watching today?
We're about to do a rehearsal of Aladdin this afternoon for Elijah. He got his new script today, so he's very excited.
Oh, are they doing Bollywood moves like the latest Aladdin?
I don't know. I do love the latest Aladdin. That's such a good movie. He's hoping that he can kind of somehow sneak in that Aladdin juggles. That's where I'm not quite sure the drama teacher's going to just try and put that in.
He should. Actually, that, but why wouldn't an Aladdin would juggle like with his stolen stuff, like
stolen apples?
Awesome
maybe
idea.
Yeah, maybe he could juggle with the apples he steals from Agrabah. I might have to suggest that to the drama teacher and see what she says.
Mm, Totally. As if Elijah can't just bat his eyelids and get that worked in.
Yeah.
He does that to you all the time. Why wouldn't it work on other people who aren't his mother?
Yes, the drama teacher does think the sun shines out of Elijah. So
clearly he's Aladdin.
Yeah, exactly right. So what books have you been reading in ISO, Kirst? Have you been reading in ISO, or have you found that it's just a bit too chaotic?
No, I have been. And Simon was getting quite sick of me reading books because I have to have the light on. And he had bought me a Kindle Paperwhite for Christmas. So at one point he just turned around and went, "What is the point of me buying you a Paperwhite if you're not going to use it? Can you please turn off the light and use the Paperwhite?"
Yeah, feckle, Simon, feckle.
Yeah, so then I went, "Oh, well, I could read the 50 million books I've already downloaded on my Kindle, or I could read some new ones." And so I have bought J.K. Rowling's Robert Galbraith series on Kindle.
I haven't heard of that.
J.K. Rowling's pseudonym is Robert Galbraith.
Oh, that's cool.
Yes. So she's written these detective, private detective, private investigator series.
Oh, that would be cool.
Who I heard from Brené Brown, my good friend Brené.
Your bestie?
Recommended it, my bestie. So I've been reading them.
Very good.
What about you?
I've been reading a lot during ISO. I tend to be only a holiday reader because I just find there's too much stuff to do when it's not holidays. So I've been reading a lot of Jodi Picoult, simply because I went to a secondhand book sale the weekend before ISO came into effect. And I think I bought 7 Jodi Picoult books. They were $2 each. And I was like, yeah, I'm just going to buy the lot. So I'm working my way through those. And then a girlfriend the other day sent me a photo of her bookshelf and said, "Do you want to borrow any books?" So I had a look through all her pictures and I was like, oh, they're all a bit girly for me. And so she sent me her picture of her husband's side of the bookshelf. I was like, oh, yeah, I'll have that, and that. So I've got some Dan Brown ones I haven't read sitting on my bedside table waiting.
You know that books don't actually have a gender, hey?
No, you're kidding. I thought they did.
You're the one who said girly.
Yeah, so I love like law, courtroom kind of books. I think we've talked about books before, but I love Australian drama where it's set in the bush. And, that's what I'm enjoying at the moment.
Cool. I am really enjoying walking the streets of London with Strike.
You're the best. Whenever I think of someone who really gets into a book, I think of you. Like, you become part of the story.
I'm Bastion.
That's right,
Bastion, call my name.
Yeah, you are, like, right there.
I am. Yeah. I'm literally sitting here going, I wonder what Strike's up to at the moment.
Cool.
And I wonder if she's broken up with Matthew yet.
Well, it's an exciting ridiculous Sunday night coming up for you. Once you've watched Lego Masters, you can climb into bed and read your book.
You know me too well, my friend. You know me too well.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass!" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh.
Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I reckon it'd be really cool if we got a post going today, just asking people to put in their book recommendations that they've been reading during ISO. You can get lots of books on audiobook from your local library without having to go to your library. And they're often free, and you just download an app and you can listen to them through an app.
Or ebooks, at the library, ebooks.
Oh, good. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And if you've got an Audible subscription, make sure you're using that in this time. If you've got one and you're not using it in ISO, maybe it's not something that you're going to use out of ISO. We know a really good book that you can get on Audible, Kirst, don't we?
Or ebook, or in real life sent to you.
That's amazing. What's such book called?
A such book is written by, I'm deciding which way to go with this, Amy. The book is called Simply Organized.
That sounds amazing.
And it's
amazing.
Written by a really good friend of mine, but she's another professional organizer. So,
Is she your competition?
She was.
Is now she like the equally best professional organizer that you know to yourself? She sounds amazing.
She is, and she's nagging me to write our book with her too.
Yes,
which would have been if ISO had turned out different, if we lived in another universe where I actually had time to even look at my business during ISO, then maybe writing a book would have been a good time during ISO. But considering that I've barely been able to keep up with my business emails during ISO, a book's not happening.
Not the best timing. I thought the same thing. No, that's not the right time to write another book. But if you do want a copy of our book, just go to theartofdecluttering.com.au/books.
They have been flying off the shelves.
They actually have. I think we've sold like 60 during ISO.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. Anyway.
I was also going to say that
it's self-promotion.
What does Mandy say? What does Mandy's daughter say? Shameless self-promotion.
It is very shameless self-promotion.
Yeah. I love the idea of coming into the Facebook group and sharing what you've been reading. And maybe, like, I've got a book that I did read and I am actually going to send it to said Mandy that we just spoke, that I just dropped her name. And it's been sitting on my desk to get to the post office. But again, post office, and it's all too hard at the moment. But I am going to send that book to Mandy from Two Peas in a Podcast, because while I was reading it, I could only think of her.
Great.
So I was thinking that we could do the same if somebody's read a book and would love to post it, then maybe we could start that thread as well.
Ooh, I love that. Yes, I'm a big passer honor out of books. I don't keep them after I've read them. I think we've talked about that in a more recent episode.
Yes. We have talked a lot about books. We've done several episodes on books.
We love reading.
All in the show notes. But I think book reading, if you're a book reader, if you're a bookworm, then it's really soulful.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if you're not, then you probably only tuned into this episode to hear us laugh at each other.
In which case, you're welcome.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I'm a bit excited. Oh, yeah, go.
No, go.
I was going to say, I'm excited that we've finished our kitchen challenge, because we get to go back to our grateful for the day.
That's exactly what I was going to say too. I've actually missed being grateful this week.
Kes, what are you grateful for today?
I am grateful for my husband, who cleaned our house and went and did all the grocery shopping and took some time off work to serve our family while I watched TV with my child, with one child.
That sounds lovely.
He is so, what a servant heart he has. He's so beautiful. And I am looking forward to getting off this call and going and saying thank you to him.
Good.
Because he arrived home while we've been recording.
Yeah. Check his car to see if he ate a punnet of raspberries on the way back.
And yeah, he probably did. He was gone for an awfully long time.
Yeah, Cal said it's been taking ages to do the groceries. We've got Coles delivery back, so
Also, he took a really long time doing the housework, which I'm not complaining, but he kind of does a little bit of a martyr on me, and I'm like, well, it wouldn't have taken me that long to do it.
But you didn't. That'd be the point.
I know, but when he got a bit sulky, I said, I did offer to help you.
Wow, I think I'm not sure we need to ruminate on this much longer, just in case Simon listens to the podcast this week.
He won't be listening. It's okay.
This is a safe space, a Simon-free space.
This is a Simon-free space. What are you grateful for?
I love it. I am grateful for so many things. What am I grateful for today? I should have thought about this, but I was too busy listening to your story. Yes, that is one thing. I am grateful for the ability to read kids' stories over, like, FaceTime. I've just done a little story with some friends of ours a couple of hours ago, and it was so much fun. And I got to read one of the books that was my kid's favourite book, like, 5-10 years ago, and I haven't read it since. And so reading it to 4- and 6-year-olds was really, really fun. So I'm grateful for the technology to do that. I'm grateful that kids get it. Like, they weren't fidgety or anything. They were laughing back, and they were, you know, when I didn't finish the sentence but left it open, they would finish it for me. Like, it was so beautiful. So yay for technology.
We hope you have a lovely Sunday, that you get some reading in or whatever takes your fancy, that you get to be soulful today.
Yeah, have a great Sunday. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us.
If you've learnt something awesome today, we'd love you to leave us a review on iTunes or Facebook so others can find our podcast too.
Don't forget, you can see the show notes in your podcast app or over at our website, artofdecluttering.com.au. So if there's anything you want more info on, check it out there.
If you'd like to join our supporter community, you can do so over at patreon.com/theartofdecluttering.
We hope you have a great rest of your day
and enjoy the freedom.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Do you ever feel like your brain is on overdrive and your mind is constantly racing? The plans, worries, and to-do lists are never ending. Calm can help your mind take a break from the noise by softening anxiety symptoms in the moment and helping you cope with day-to-day stressors. Calm is the number one app for sleep and meditation, giving you the power to calm your mind and change your life. Their meditations range to fit your needs each day, from anxiety and stress, relaxation and focus, to building habits and taking care of your physical well-being. They even have expert-led talks on topics such as tips for overcoming stress and anxiety, handling grief, improving self-esteem, caring for relationships, and more. For listeners of the show, Calm is offering an exclusive offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/stressless. Go to calm.com/stressless for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/stressless.